Raph Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Let's have a quick chat to the doctor who is the chief source of medical and scientific advice for the Victorian government. Dr. Brett Sutton is Victoria's chief health officer. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, Raph.
I do want to ask about the two-person rule, but background, those scenes of people going to the beach, filling up car parks in Melbourne and Sydney, is that the reason the Prime Minister announced that two-person rule, do you think, yesterday?
I think that and some scenes over recent weeks has all contributed because the message has clearly been to keep your distance, try and stay away from mass gatherings and limit the kind of non-essential stuff. And it's happened to a degree, but we need it to happen across the board. And so if a legislative tool or a really firm message for a new social norm is the way to do it, then I think that's, that's absolutely worthy of being in place.
Do you have behavioural scientists telling you how to make people change their behaviour?
Indeed, we do. A lot of the lessons are around what pro-social messages are, so the things that encourage people to do something positive for a positive outcome, rather than just you're the problem or how
or saying people's behaviour is crap.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I called out the behaviour.
Yes.
I'm not about trying to impugn individuals, but I think it's important for people to understand that that behaviour is the risk. And so if we can encourage it across the board to avoid the kind of gatherings that we know are the settings that transmission will occur, then all the better. I do want to say at the same time that, the vast majority of people are doing the right thing and we can all do the right thing. We can all make a difference and save lives.
Can I take my kid to visit my mum and dad because they're not my household and that would make it, say, four people in their house? Is that a breach of the two-person rule?
Look, it is. This is hard for everyone. I would apply it to myself as I would ask everyone else to have it applied to them. And so I won't be doing it with my parents and my kids. The sacrifice that we make as individuals is to protect everyone across the board. The issue with two is that it really does limit the opportunity for introducing people who might be new into a space where they can transmit. That is a tough rule, but I think it's the kind of level that is going to make a difference.
Can I have a tradie come into the house?
Yeah, look, it's work. If it's work that can't be done remotely, if it's work that doesn't, that you can't avoid coming to a property, then yes, they can absolutely come to your property to do that work. If it can be avoided, if it can be deferred,
sure.
Terrific. But if not, yes, they're allowed to.
Can two mums meet up for a walk with two babies?
Oh, I think you have to apply common sense in this space. We're not talking about a mother's group. They can't continue.
Sure.
We're really trying to say avoid those interactions that aren't absolutely necessary. And kids will introduce it to other kids because you can't control how they manage their physical distance.
Yes.
The way that you can for adults.
What if you're regularly driving around for work, say, on a construction site, and you'd regularly put three people in a vehicle? Is that now okay because that industry is allowed to keep working, or is that a breach of the two-person rule?
No, it really is a breach. If they're members of your family, they can be in the car with you. But again, if you're going to have a whole bunch of new people, different people in close proximity in a car, then it's against that principle and against that direction that will come in from midnight tonight about you and one other.
Yes. House cleaners?
Again, for work purposes, if they have to, they can come to your house.
And I assume you can't move house during this period?
Oh, if you have to, like there are essential things that some people will have to get to, and we can't stand in the way of people who have to move house if that's a requirement.
How long do you think these rules are going to last?
I think it's a case of reviewing the numbers day by day, week by week. For the shortest possible time is the right answer, but how long that will be?
It could easily be a few months, though.
I hope it's not a few months. If it has to be, it has to be. And I think going early and going now means that it's going to be a shorter period of time than if we'd waited for things to be really significant with huge numbers, because then it's really hard to turn the tide. And, the lockdown or the significant measures would have to be in place for longer, because there'd be so much transmission. If we can get on top of this, then it could be a shorter period of time.
Appreciate your time and appreciate your work. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Raf.